Dixie Ingenuity. That's what drives this mill. Dixie Ingenuity. Used to be textiles were synonymous with Massachusetts mill towns like Lawrence and Lowell and Fall River. Now those Yankees got to dress themselves in South Carolina cloth. Now, Hazel, get me Mr. DeForest up in New York City. Murray Hill, 3240. Yes, I'll hold. An excellent investment, no doubt about it. This mill is a gold mine. We got the most disciplined workforce, lots of fancy new Draper X model looms on the way, and my new up-to-date management plan that's finally bringing us into the 20th century and will keep us competitive for decades. We've got some time-study men examining our enterprise from top to bottom to make us more efficient. And we've got some fine, young, recent business graduates to oversee the weave floor. And we've even brought a scientific approach to our high school, the fine new Parker Vocational High School, to develop an educated and more productive working class with the skills they need for today's mills. Yes, we don't get the kind of labor disturbances they're always suffering up north. Our workers are hard-working, southern-born country boys and girls who would no sooner carry a picket sign than spit in a church. There's high pride here, I'm telling you, high pride. This recent downturn in textiles is nothing but a passing correction in the market. You'll see, people are always going to need clothes on their back. And for the foreseeable future, those clothes are going to come from Dixie. Yes, Mr. DeForest, hello. I was wondering if I could take a few minutes of your time, sir, to talk about an excellent investment opportunity for you. Excuse me, folks, but I got to take this call. Perhaps you'd like to take in the weave room at the other end of the corridor?